with the COVID-19 pandemic and social distancing and everybody's awareness of spreading germs and viruses, people are not able to use the telephone booth right now. So we've run with the ball and we've taken and mirrored the interactivity of the telephone booth and created a new book called Telephone Booth, Missed Calls and Other Poetry, which you can read essays about phone booth memories from telepoets across the U.S. And we've put recordings of the poetry online at telephonebooth.com. So we're bringing the audio recording to people's homes so that they can listen online to recordings of their favorite telepoets. So we're mirroring the interactivity of the telephone booth, but in the safety of people's homes. One of the poets collected in this book is Chris Green from Chicago, Illinois. He's been an original telepoet from the start, so I'm really happy to have his essay and poem in the book. The poem is also produced by Dr. Mark Newman, who works at NAU and is a mentor to me and helped me conceive and conceptualize the telepoem booth idea from the beginning.
Okay, Jesus walks into this ATM vestibule at Citibank on Michigan Avenue. Jesus Christ, carrying an actual cross a bit longer than he is tall and wearing a real crown of thorns, punches in his secret code and then turns to me as disbelieving as anyone at a cash machine might be and says, "I hate this thing." Unable to speak, I strain to see what his balance might be, hoping that bravely he's been saving. The machine gives nothing away, careful to postpone judgment for another day. "Sorry, your request cannot be processed at this time." Temporarily at a loss, he seems to search himself for a pocket, first his nakedness, then the rags around his waist. Pissed, he presses the meaningless receipt into his palm, picks up his cross, and carries himself back into the street.
We also have another poem by Jesse Sensabaugh, who's from Flagstaff. He's an original gangster for the telepoem booth and has probably the most poems in the telepoem booth directory out of all of my poets. This poem is produced by Margot McClellan, who is from Flagstaff as well.
I know what it feels like to wait. Not the waiting like you do at motor vehicles, or the waiting for the sun to rise that goes with a tin cup of steaming black coffee in your hands in a sheep camp somewhere in one of the sky islands in New Mexico. Not even that interminable wait for Christmas to come, the year when you were 7 years old. The wait that starts about the same time as your school does in September, before the leaves have even begun to change, and stretches all the way to the end of December. I know what it feels like to wait so long. You forget over the years you are even waiting, except that every once in a while you catch yourself looking out the window to see if they have finally returned. I waited. I waited a solid 20 like that. I waited forever. It was not a bad wait. Like I said, most of the time you just go through life not even remembering that you were still waiting. You live your life, work a job, have failed relationships, make coffee every morning, go to bed some nights. You live in the same house. Over the years, you paint it different colors. You finally settle on purple, not because it is your favorite color, but because you know that she knows that it is your favorite color. If she ever comes back to town and decides to drive by the house, you want her to know you were still there. In your bedroom, with a tilted pine floor, through a tiny doorway your shoulders do not fit through, is a long, narrow closet filled with closety things. At the back of that closet, behind a row of shirts with dust on the shoulders you never wear, on hangers that never move, is a picture frame full of photographs of the three of you. Along with the photographs is a small handwritten note on blue lined paper. In hurried print, all it says is, please leave us alone.